Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, some stations don't care this first 5 minutes, but the internet does, so it's a huge audience. I want people to know what's coming up next segment. NIH funds program matching LGBT teens and adults for mentoring without parental consent with adults. That's pedophilia. We're going to be going to that report. We're going to get into more here on the leftists rioting all over the place for the Islamists. Whether you like Israel or not, folks, the left's ally, the globalists are ally with Islam now. We've also got John Kerry's back out there saying cut off the food supply. Now they want to give you meat allergies so you can't eat meat. We're going to cover that. Coming up next segment. I didn't see this on the list. Maybe it's on the list, but make sure we have that clip. I think we do have that clip. And we're going to get into Sidney Powell, former Trump attorney, the Kraken, all the Q crap. And I never disliked her, but just gut level, she came off like a fraud, like an idiot with a 20 IQ. And I was like, it's mail-in ballots is how they're stealing it, and it's election meddling, blocking the laptop, and you know all this. That's how they're doing it. But she's pled guilty and has turned state's evidence, I guess, against Trump. So there's the Q poison for you, man. God, did I call that out. I mean, it is just solid poison. And the Q shaman, who was the Q shaman, he never was that, the name of the media gave him, he's totally come out against it. We're going to talk about it. But Sidney Powell is a disgraceful person, and she's now pled guilty because Trump wanted to investigate election fraud. So we'll be looking at all of that. Coming up, Biden is set to deliver a primetime foreign policy address to ask for $100 million tonight. We'll be breaking all of that down as well. Also, Douglas Mackey, who I want to get on the show before he goes to prison, sentenced to 7 months, the Daily Beast said 7 years, in prison for sharing anti-Clinton memes during 2016. Elon Musk had something to say about that. There's some other great memes. And you know, I disagree with this because I'm not in the cancel culture and I'm not into the social credit score. You think I like Hamas supporting, Hezbollah supporting, drooling little rich kids at Harvard? No. But if they want to support Hamas and stuff, that's their rights. And to have these big CEOs say, we're putting you in a database, you'll never have a job again. Maybe they changed their mind about politics. I've changed over the years. I've evolved. My basic views have been right. A free market, Christianity, and rugged individualism. But, I mean, I've grown up a lot. I said stuff 30 years ago on air, 29 years ago, 20 years ago. I see now, I don't totally agree with that. You know, I'm agree with 80% of that. Harvard students losing job opportunities over Hamas support is the actual violence here. So they're now calling it violence against themselves. They support the censorship. So even though I disagree with them being blacklisted, the left makes all these Hollywood movies about the blacklisting that went on with McCarthy, and he didn't do anything compared to what they've done, and they were a real communist party trying to overthrow the U.S. I think McCarthy did a great job, actually. When you're an outside-funded GRU, KGB, real Russian operation, that's the Democrats, trying to take the country over and warning if they get control, they'll censor and outlaw the family and all the stuff he said. They have the documents. Because the same globalist funding put Lenin and Stalin in, and now the Russians kicked that out. It's here. So the disease the Russians had, we now have. And so I tell these diseased Harvard students who would shut me down, put me in prison, if they could punch one button, put all the shields in prison, they'd say, boop. But see, I can't be like them. I can't turn into them. Just because Hamas blows up the highway and blames it on Israel doesn't mean Israel should let terrorists in to attack the Jews so they can then attack them. You don't act like Hezbollah to beat Hezbollah. I'm sorry. I know the big military planners and scream. Well, that's why you're Machiavelli, and that's why I'm not. I don't pull that crap. My brain doesn't work that way. You can disagree with me all day long, but it's a battle of the heart and soul, not whether you're a Jew or a Muslim. Be right back. Stay with us.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
I'm somebody that thought I could fix this, and I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbors. You think I like sizing up my neighbor, how I'm going to haul him up by chain and chop his ass up? I'll do it. My children aren't going hungry. I will eat your ass.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing, so they got a hold of me. I opened doors for little old ladies. I help the blind to see. I got no friends because I read the papers. They can't be seen.
I'm literally looking at my neighbors now and going, I'm ready to hang them up and gut them and skin them and chop them up. But you know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors.
I got no friends because they're ready to favors. They can't be seen with me. And I'm feeling real shot down right now.
Covers. Taking my boy. I don't know though. Crank it up.
My dad clowing my.
But maybe I can sing these covers better myself.
Miles and Bonato, so loose a circle, and Dan Haska fine. I went to church
incognito. Battles. That's why I thank the listeners every day and basically every segment when I remember to do so. Because, man, I just want to stay in this fight. And all hell's breaking loose. And things are just going to get crazier from here. But if we don't fight tyranny, things are going to be much worse. We can give up. We can roll over. We can get demoralized. And believe me, I feel like that sometimes. But the great part about God and how he designed us is, I may work 14 hours some days and be totally exhausted. I forget even getting in bed. And I sleep 8 hours and I wake up and it's a new sunrise, a new world, and God has rebuilt me. But I think about the children out there that didn't have parents like mine or grandparents like mine, because I used to look back when I was young and I didn't appreciate my family. God Almighty, they're good. Best. Yes, there is. All my strength comes from them, of course, through God, through them. But I look back on my ancestors. They were good people. They were strong. That's why America was respected. Most of them are dead. We're going to resurrect that spirit, aren't we, together? But you got to stop being the nice guy. You got to stop caring what the left of the corporate system says. Because doing that is going to lead to our destruction. You got to get down in the muck. You got to roll up your sleeves. And you got to fight. Now, I started talking about this earlier, but I'm talking about it right now. I have been invited many times. It became such protests and things. I just got bigger fish to fry to universities. And I've seen countless videos just like you have at universities around the Western world. And it looks like the students, they can be old, they can be young, they can be black, they can be white, they can be Asian, they can be whatever. And they look like somebody shot them with a mutation ray. And they're shot. I mean, I went to Yale a few years ago to cover skull and bones while I was up there for the show trial they had. And, I mean, I walked on there, and I was like, damn, these people look like hell. And they look stupid. And they tried to chase us off the university. And what was crazy about them is I had to go. I've been there a couple hours. A couple hundred people showed up. Some were fans. Some hated me. But as soon as I got in the car to leave, they did this simulated victory where they chased the car. I'm sitting right there talking, doing interviews. But see, they didn't want reality. They didn't chase Alex Jones off. I had to get in the car and leave to go catch an airplane to fly back to Texas. Barely made the airplane. Barely made the flight. And I'm sitting there for hours while some scream and yell and F you and more gathering, a bunch of supporters. I'm taking photos. There's video of this. Just look up Alex Jones, visit Skull and Bones. You'll see it. And finally, my security guy, the camera guys go, hey, man, there's barely time at the airport to catch flight. The airport's like an hour away. And I went, okay. And I watched them all build up. And they all wait. They said, oh, he's getting his car. And then they chase the car for a simulated victory. They're not just living in delusion unwillfully. This is key. They know it's a fraud, but want the image of them chasing my car, chasing the First Amendment. Don't confront the global satanic elite at Yale. Don't confront the ruling class that's doing all this. We're the liberals. We defend the ruling class. We defend war and torture and surveillance and poison shots and lockdowns and fentanyl and open borders and human trafficking and pedophilia and everything else they support. So I said, pull the car over. They go, really? We're late. Yeah, I pull over. They all stop. It was all about LARPing. It's all about live action role playing. But do you think I thought when I looked at that crowd of 100 people that wanted to attack me or more, think I felt weak? It was the opposite. I felt sad for them. And also was sizing them up. All right, I'm going to punch that one right in the jaw and break his jaw. Then I'm going to break this one's nose. Then I'm going to body slam that one right in front of people, and they're all going to run. And I was going to do it. It's not talk. I turn it on, baby. It happens. I decide your nose is going off your face. Your jaw's breaking. I order my brain, and then I destroy you. But you think I felt powerful contending with enemies like that? I felt weak that they'd done this to these people. And I could give them a spectacle. I could walk up in the midst of them, like I did with Antifa in Dallas famously, and said, go ahead and do it. Because I was ready to go ape. Had a bunch of security guys with me, three or four, but we were up against a couple hundred Antifa. Like, what are you doing? Nobody does this. I said, if you don't got what it takes, just stay in the back of the line. I was ready, but none of those Antifa, at the end of the day, swung. And they hired a bunch of thugs. It wasn't just meth head professors. It was a bunch of big criminals. They were paying $200 a piece or whatever to be there. At that Trump rally, Trump was inside speaking. And the man in me said, I'm going to go ahead and wipe these people out. I'm going to go ahead and let them start swinging, stabbing, whatever they're going to do. I just was tired of running. You know that feeling? I don't want to just be on air talking about it. If I can get one of them to attack me, I'm going to wreck their ass. And that video will go. But then they backed off and didn't have it. And this isn't about acting tough. It's not about acting powerful. It's about saying that we don't have to go fight people. We've got to fight them where we spend our money. We got to fight them when we pray to God. We got to fight them when we raise our children good. We got to fight them when we stand up for what's right. But when I looked at those people and how weak they were, because the thugs they had hired in Dallas were not weak. They were a bunch of meth heads and crackheads and didn't know why they were there. They were just told, go after Trump supporters, bully people. They were bullying families walking in with their kids. I saw that happening. We're sitting in the truck watching it. I said, let's get out and march into that. We got out of the car, 5-6 security guys. We walked right in the middle of those people because somebody had to call their bluff. I'd say, what are you doing messing with families with kids? F you, Trump. I said, you're paid to be here. They looked at me, well, how do you know that? I said, you ought to be on my side. And some of the thugs they hired went, yeah, that's Alex Jones. Why are we here? And that's why they didn't attack us. I went, that's right. I'm here. You want to attack? I'm here. And they went, I said, that's right. You're on the wrong side. And now look at the support Trump's got. You see, but that's what you got to be willing to do is put yourself in it and say, if you want it, you're about to get it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Corporate media worldwide that Israel dropped a JDAM missile on a hospital in southern Gaza. And then when the sun rose after all the riots around the world, it was a car park and it looks like a tiny mortar hit. And now the international media is gone there and the hospital's not blown up, the windows are blown out, and the car park's been hit. They are crapping their drawers. We're downloading the video right now. And look, I'm going to explain something here. My job is not to defend Israel. I've had the ADL, who's busy pulling down pictures around the country of kidnapped Jews down. I've been nothing but tortured and attacked, claiming I'm anti-Semitic. And that hasn't made me run around and just support Israel or Jews under that attack. I'm a person of integrity that cares about everybody. And I'm not going to be sat here and, you know, demonize or attack without responding. That said, the footage is now there. The international film teams are there from Australia, Germany, Russia, France, England. We've got them. We're downloading the videos right now. There's a big article on Infowars.com. And military teams have checked it, not Hezbollah, not Hamas, and said, yeah, it's a small missile, something like a mortar. It burned some cars. It didn't kill 500 people. It's a lie. So when something's a lie, we're going to say it. People say, why aren't you siding with the Palestinians? I'm not going to lie. Israel clearly stood down. I talk about it. It's easy. Stop looking at things through some perspective of what you want to be the truth and start looking at it. I don't exercise enough. I'm a big guy. I should lose weight. I've lost some weight. I don't sit there and say it's somebody else's fault. It's my fault. That's a microcosm of this. So as soon as we have that video, we're going to get to it. Hell, I can show you on my phone. Now, that's a missile video. I'll show you the video I want. It's this video right here. Who was behind the Gaza hospital blast? Channel 4 News. I'll send it to you again. All right, I'm going to take a break. Just run rebroadcast. I'm done. I'm an American, and that's where I stand on this. But to watch Black Lives Matter and the left everywhere celebrate people on motorized hang gliders coming into a peace rally rave with a bunch of delusional leftist Jews who are literally thinking they're safe right next to Gaza, unarmed, is disgusting. Both groups, obviously Hezbollah 100 times worse, but also the delusional people at that party. I mean, let me tell you, I'm a tough guy. I'm not going to an all-night party. I'll go to those anyways. Next to 2.5 million people who want to kill me. Where they hear the music and the party. It's absolutely insane. But that's the delusion of the left. You see everywhere going into the worst neighborhoods and getting stabbed and murdered because they've promoted all this anti-white garbage that extends to Jews because they're white, according to the left. And the Democratic Party's real anti-Semitism issue.
You regret calling for the release of millions of dollars to Hamas?
You're on federal property. I can't do this here.
Congressman Ulrich, do you regret calling for the release of millions of dollars to Hamas? Congressman Allred, do you regret calling for the release of millions of dollars to Hamas?
I'll get the police for you.
And I've done nothing to the Palestinians and nothing to the Jews. And I live in Central Texas. And you know, I mean, I feel bad for the Uyghurs. 3 million of them in a slave camp with, you know, slaves for Apple and other U.S. corporations. They're Muslims, but I'm against what's happening to them. And I'm against what's happening to these Jews being slaughtered. And I think it's terrible what's happening in the carpet bombing of the Gaza Strip, the Palestinians. But it is not my dog. It is not my fight. And I am American. And I am so tired of turning on the news and hearing about Saudi Arabia and Israel and Germany and the UK and France and Russia and China and South Africa and Nigeria and Mexico and Chile and Brazil and Timbuktu, man. Our borders are wide open. Hundreds of thousands are dying from fentanyl. Mass suicide. I don't care what color you are. We're screwed as a country.
Today, I'm also announcing $100 million in new U.S. funding for humanitarian assistance in both Gaza and the West Bank.
And we've sent hundreds of billions to Zelensky, that cokehead, and we've got war with Russia, and I am just disgusted by all of it.
U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters exactly the same way as we are sending their sons and daughters to war, and they will have to fight. Because it's nature that we're talking about, and they will be dying.
And I refuse to dance to the tune or be pulled by the strings of the Muslims or whoever is in power at the time in Israel. I'm supposed to just salute them. All right, we do have the report where national, international news is showing it's a tiny crater 6 inches wide, and it burned cars. And they lied and said it killed a bunch of kids. But obviously the Israeli bombardment is killing a bunch of kids. And obviously, it's a disaster, and it's a terrible thing. And what happened to Israel is terrible. But I have that report. MTG is set to join us. Stu Peters is set to join us. And we have all that information. So I guess when I sent the clip to the crew, it had already jumped ahead. That was the part I wanted where they were admitting the hospital wasn't hit. They go inside the hospital. They show it. The windows are blown out. There's a crater, tiny crater outside. It burned some cars. They lie. And it's not about demonizing Hamas or the Muslims. It's just, I'm not going to sit there and say Israel dropped a JDAM on the hospital. It's not true. And I'm not going to sit there and play along with the mental illness. So I'm not going to say 2 men can have a baby. I'm not going to say cutting trees down saves the earth. I'm not going to say Klaus Schwab is a good person. We're going to go to break. MTG set to call in. Stu Peters is coming on. Much more today. A bunch I haven't hit. A new peer-reviewed vaccine study shows how hearts get damaged by the shots. So much on that front. We're going to be covering it all here today. Please remember, we only stay on air because of your prayer, your word of mouth, and your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I have not ended the big super sale yet, but we've got to end it imminently because we're selling out of the product. Real Red Pill Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and DNA Force Plus. 60% off on Brain Force Plus, an incredible nootropic. 60% off of these products right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's you going there and deciding to keep us on air, plus seeing these great products that allows this show to happen. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Real Red Pill Plus, DNA Force Plus, Brain Force Plus at 60% off. That's what keeps the broadcast on air. Plus, these are enriching and powerful products that I am so powerful. It's a new word. Empowering products that make everything we do possible. So I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWars Platinum, the HGH Max Boost, the 1776 Testosterone Boost, and Pain MD is also back at stock discounted. That's selling out. Thank you all. Thanks to the listeners. Thanks to the crew. Thanks to all the affiliates. You're the reason we're still here. We'll be right back. Get your InfoWars Platinum now at InfoWars Store.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book.
And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send it to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's very easy to Monday morning quarterback this or backseat driver it, but MTG warned, you get rid of McCarthy, you can throw things the Democrats control. And now there's been a coup. And look, I'm all for going after the establishment. I'm all for shaking things up. But now all hell has broken loose. We've got it for the next 30 minutes. I'm going to skip the next break. I'm going to try to give her the floor. Then we've got Tlaib and the Islamists storming the Capitol, getting in fights with police, attacking the White House, breaking over barriers. Okay, give them 6 months in jail. Well, it was a Trump supporter, it'd be 20 years in jail or 22 years in jail. So there's videos of her. They're all over her Twitter account, Representative MTG. You got to go there and see that she was in the middle of them attacking all of it. I don't know where you want to go first. You've got the floor. Thanks for giving us time on your busy schedule. Should we cover the speaker fight, or should we cover the quote insurrection. Because if they say January 6th was worse than Pearl Harbor in 9/11, well, this was as bad as January 6th then. So this is the new Pearl Harbor, according to them, MTG.
Actually, let's get into what Rashida Tlaib did yesterday along with this mob. I want to explain who these people are, Alex. This wasn't just a group of protesters protesting for peace in Israel and Gaza. They weren't just asking for a ceasefire, even though that's what their signs said and that's what they were chanting. My team was able to capture images of the leaders' cell phones as they were texting one another, and then we were able to identify them by their names and their chats and their messages. Now, one of the group messages, title of the name of that whole group chat, was Global Intifada. And Alex, you know exactly what Intifada means. Anyone that looks that up, it means Arabic uprising or rebellion, which is the same as jihad. So they led a jihad into the Cannon House office building yesterday, disrupted Congress, and they broke the law. And it was led by a sitting member of Congress. We also got other screen captures of their cell phones and identified their names. And we found out that some of those names linked directly to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, anyone that has been paying attention knows exactly who the SPLC is. And their slogan is make hate pay. And that they do. They slander us. They smear us. They lie about us. Then they raise money and they fund their organization to try to take people like me out of Congress, fight President Trump, and fight great patriotic America First organizations. They come after you, Alex. They come after everyone. Then there were other people involved. There was the Jewish Voice for Peace. Well, that sounds like a lovely name. But even the ADL labels them a hate group and an anti-Israel radical leftist group. And you can see from these videos how organized this group was. They had orchestrated this. They had practiced it. They knew how to sit in a circle around the people inside. They even deployed people not only from the second floor up to the third floor, taking over where the press usually sets up to interview people. They organized this march coming down the streets, and you can see from those videos, they look very much like Antifa and BLM protesters that turn rioters after dark. Now, these same people have been at the White House pulling down the bike racks, attacking police officers, and then Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Cori Bush, and other members of the Progressive Squad in Congress led these people into our office building and put us all in danger. This was an insurrection, and these people have been arrested. They should be sitting in the D.C. gulag, and they should be prosecuted to the highest level of the law by the Department of Justice. And I'm also entering a censure resolution against Rashida Tlaib. She must be censured, and that's only the beginning, Alex. We need a deep investigation into her ties with these radical groups. And we need to take things further because we cannot have a hate America, hate Israel member of Congress. And that is exactly who Rashida Tlaib is.
Well, they absolutely do hate our country. And we saw Black Lives Matter, you know, rioting and protesting and saying down with Israel. But they want down with America as well. They're now saying they want to take down statues of George Washington.
That's right. Well, I called this early on. This is a new movement, and they were talking about Palestinian lives. Well, we know they did Black Lives Matters. We know they organized these movements. And this movement that we saw yesterday is just getting started. We're seeing an uprising of these anti-Israel, pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist groups rising all over the world. We're seeing them in London. They're attacking our embassies right now. We're seeing them develop on college campuses. And I'll argue, Alex, that we'll see this movement grow bigger and stronger towards the 2024 election. And I'll tell you right now, this will be the scariest movement because these people are part of the religion of Islam. And we know what the religion of Islam says. They hate Israel. They hate America. And they want death for any unbeliever. And they have declared jihad against us. And Rashida Tlaib brought them into the House office building. And their group said Global Intifada. So I am not going to be quiet about this. I'm going to follow this, track it down as far as I possibly can. And Rashida Tlaib will have to pay for the crimes that she committed yesterday.
Well, that's right. She directed them into the Capitol. According to that, this is worse than 9/11. This is the ultimate crime on the planet and attacking police and overrunning them. So this is the new 9/11. We've got to, of course, the Justice Department, we shouldn't hold our breath. They'll probably give them medals or something.
Right. Well, I also want to point something out. One of the people, one of the insurrectionists, the anti-Semitic insurrectionist, a man lunged at me and was starting to attack me, and I had to turn away from him. He even made physical contact with me before I turned away and stepped back, and some of my staff stepped in the way. The Capitol Police did not shoot this man like Michael Byrd shot Ashley Babbitt. As a matter of fact, they hardly stood in his way. They just told him to get back. They didn't arrest him on the spot. They didn't throw him in the D.C. gulag. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure where he is today. He probably was processed, never set in a jail cell, and I'm sure just either paid a fine or had a no bail, able to get out of jail free card. But there's a clear difference in the way these people were treated and the way Trump supporters were treated on January 6th and continue to be treated.
That's right. We're showing live streaming footage you shot. It's on InfoWars.com. It's on your Twitter as well. They literally came after you, so that just shows who these people are. It's outrageous.
That's right. They called me out by name, so I stepped out on the balcony while I was doing that live video just so people could see what was going on. And I stepped out on the balcony and was videoing the crowd below. And the organizer who had the microphone and her voice was being broadcasted on a speaker system that they were moving down the street with them as they marched through the streets of Washington. And she called me out by name and said, "We see you, Marjorie Taylor Greene." And then they all started chanting, "Shame, shame, shame."
So she literally called the crowd out on another member of Congress. So this looks just like January 6th. Then they go in the Capitol, but it's okay when they do it.
Oh, yeah, it was totally okay. And it was completely apparently okay with the entire Democrat Party, because none of them have come out and denounced their insurrection. None of them have come out and denounced Rashida Tlaib and her anti-Semitism and her pro-Hamas, pro-terrorism views and actions. No, the Democrat Party has done nothing. And we haven't seen these people held accountable. We haven't seen the FBI announce that they are a domestic terrorist organization. We haven't seen the Department of Justice and Merrick Garland come out doing press conferences saying how they are going to track these people down, go into their homes in the middle of the night with flashbangs, drag them out of their homes, out of their beds in front of their families, terrifying their spouses and their children. No, we haven't heard anything like that from the Attorney General of the United States. We haven't seen Christopher Wray coming and doing a press conference talking about the radical extremism of the Jewish Voices for Peace, which the ADL calls a radical anti-Israel group. We haven't seen them coming out declaring that they will hunt down global intifada. We haven't seen the FBI and Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland coming out with joint press conferences, along with Joe Biden putting out on his social media and doing speeches about how this is the most dangerous group inside America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We can't do anything. And the tax code expires at the end of 2024. And whoever controls the House of Representatives will be writing the tax code in January of 2025. So throwing
Biden's already weaponized the IRS.
That's right. The Democrats, if they control the House of Representatives, they will weaponize the IRS worse than you've seen it. They will pass Medicare for all, and they will pass more horrible things, and they'll make the American people pay for it. And worse, we will be wasting our White House in power with President Trump. We have to have a Republican majority in the House. We have to have it to write the bills, write the tax code, and secure our border, gut the Department of Justice, gut the FBI, and establish our government back under control of the American people. And that cannot happen under the control of Democrats in the House of Representatives or the Senate.
Congresswoman Green, I totally agree with you. And I'll be honest. I said, I don't know the right answer. I trust MTG. You're really smart. So the media calls you dumb because whatever they say, it's the opposite. I know you're smart. I see what you've done. You've won by record levels. That's what they're really scared of. They try to disqualify you from running like they're trying to do Trump right now. So what do we do to fix it? I think you just said we should have an emergency conference and try to get some alliance going because we don't want the Democratic Party in control of the House of Representatives because of this civil war. I mean, I want to fight, and I'll be honest, I was neutral on it. I said, well, I see both sides, but this doesn't look good.
No, it's not good, Alex. And here, let me tell you, there's going to be a time to fight, and that's coming when we have President Trump in the White House. But right now, we barely control one third of the federal government. That means that we have to set an example for what a Republican majority can actually do when we have full control of the federal government. That means we have to realize that we have a Democrat-controlled Senate right now, and we have an absolute insane dementia patient in the White House that will not sign any of our bills into law. We have to hold the country together as best we can, and that is only going to happen by a unified House Republican majority that is fighting for the American people, but we can't fight the Democrats if we're fighting each other. So the only way that we can really try to save this country is Republican conference. People have to get in the room. People have to apologize. People have to put their egos down and realize the only way to save America is to remember that our enemy is the Democrats, and we need to fight them with a full force. That doesn't mean poking each other in the eye with our fingers.
Well, sure. I mean, Jeffries looked like he was having Jeffries, that demon, looked like he was having an orgasm yesterday. So shifting gears out of that, the persecution of Trump has supercharged him. He's surging everywhere. What's your view on the current weaponization of the Justice Department?
Well, the weaponization of government is a very serious issue. I went to a hearing earlier this week. It was with the Judge Tanya Chutkan. This is the case that Jack Smith and the special counsel has brought against President Trump, and they're trying to prosecute him to the full extent of the law, the same way they have most January 6th defendants. They would love to lock him up and have him die in a jail cell. Well, I went to that hearing because the Department of Justice special counsel was trying to enforce a gag order on President Trump, and they were successful in that. And I went to that hearing to hear what that radical leftist Obama-appointed judge would have to say, and I wanted to watch Molly Gaston and the rest of the attorneys on Jack Smith's special counsel and see how they orchestrate themselves because, you know, our government exists in a balance of power. But right now, these judges are weaponizing their benches, they're weaponizing their courtrooms, and they're attacking President Trump as much as they possibly can because he's winning, and he's winning so big, just like you stated. The more they attack him, the more they take him to court, the more they indict him, his support just grows and grows. But let me tell you, this is a true danger to our country and to our republic. Because they did put a gag order on President Trump this week. They did silence his speech. He's not allowed to talk about Jack Smith and the special counsel. He's not allowed to talk about the court and the judge. And they even said he's not allowed to talk about any potential witness in the case, which, Alex, is the most dangerous thing because there is no list of potential witnesses. It's just a list of people, and he has to guess who that is.
Well, let's look at what happened yesterday. Let me just throw this in. I have the transcript because they don't want the cameras in New York in the civil trial with this crazy judge that is deciding no jury. They put a witness on, and Trump's lawyers went, "We have emails of you that you certified this." Well, you just testify he didn't. And then they tried to shut it all down because they were so panicked. It was a Perry Mason moment. I mean, this is a fraud.
It is a fraud, and it's devastating, and I spoke with President Trump earlier, and what I tell him, what I'm telling him every time I talk to him is he is a hero for America. He's a champion because he is standing. He's the only one standing up against
us. How incredible is it when he says, "I'm ready to go to jail for this country"? I mean, it's so powerful.
It is overwhelming. It makes you feel emotional when you hear him say that because he is telling the truth, and he means it. When he says he's willing to go to jail, he's willing to lose anything to save this country. And Alex, I have to tell you something. I don't know anyone else that's willing to do that. And that is what is so upsetting to me. And so I'm very thankful to President Trump that he is fighting this with every ounce of energy and resources that he has. I'm thankful to his family, to his staff, to his entire team, because these people are truly standing up against the worst forces in our country, and that is the weaponized government. These are communists that are running our government.
Absolutely. America has cancer. We got to beat it. Your staff is telling us you've got to go. You're so gracious to come on in the middle of all this. You've got so many websites, so many things. You great podcasts that reach tens of millions. The system is so afraid of you. Where is the best place for people to go? Because you sent me a bunch of links yesterday. Is that on your Twitter? You've got several Twitter accounts. Where's the best people to see the insurrection yesterday or to get your advice on so many things? Where do we go?
Well, if you want to see the insurrection from yesterday, go to RepMTG. That would be on X, which is formerly Twitter. That's the best place to see it all. And thank you so much, Alex. I really appreciate it.
All right. Amazing. Thanks for the time. I know you're busy. What a great lady. I mean, and look, McCarthy wasn't perfect. He wasn't getting everything done. I get it. But now people warn, you do this, the Democrats are going to take over. And I'm like, well, screw it. Let's ram them. But I said, I'm not mad at MTG for not wanting to do it. I said, we'll see who's right. I said that about 15 times at least. And you see what's happening now. So, look, none of us are God. Only God's God. We don't have all the answers. We don't know. And, you know, I admire what Matt Gaetz has done, but it's not going well. It's not going well at all. And, you know, and that takes the mask off, and that they may win this round. Down the road, it's bad for the globalists, but I want to have control of the House of Representatives while Biden's in there and to at least block a lot of this crap. I think it's too soon to say who's right, but I think MTG and what she said was heartfelt and really well thought out, and I think things are leaning towards what she said. Again, Israel did a stand down. Israel didn't blow up the hospital. I'm just going to, and maybe I'm wrong about both those things. Maybe Israel did blow up the hospital. Maybe they didn't stand down. I'm just going to look at it, and I'm going to say, from my research and historical understanding and political understanding, I think this. And I'm right about 95% of the time. And, man, I'll be so pleased to learn I'm wrong when Israel stood down. I'll be so pleased if a missile didn't even hit the parking lot even. I'm not God. I'm not over there in the Middle East. I can't see it. But speaking of that, before Stu Peters joins us, we have like a four-minute clip from Channel 4 that's super anti-Israel, leftist British TV. And I got a bunch of others, but it's in Arabic. And they went there, and the hospital has some blown-out windows. And I already said that yesterday. You could see it, but they're in the hospital. The hospital was not hit. It was a lie. But then you got to debate that all day. You get sued if you question something. Oh, you question a mass shooting. You question Jesse Smollett. You question, you know, any of this stuff. And most of the time, it turns out the leftists are lying. There's the so-called crater. It's like 6 inches wide, 8 inches wide. Blown-out windows. Where's the 500 dead? It's a lie. The news crews have gone in. The hospital has had its windows blown out. A rocket fell. They launched it. It doesn't mean you support what Israel's doing. It doesn't mean you just don't support lies, people. Hey, look, it's one thing to try to figure out the truth. It's hard. But to just lazily decide something without evidence. Israel's a tiny country with 200-plus attack helicopters, 50 of them at a huge base 10 miles away. They didn't respond. Israeli retired military officers, including their commanding general, formerly the head of the Israeli military, had to get in his car. He was a commanding general just 5 years ago and drive to save family 45 minutes away. And he got there and nobody was there. They were ordered to stand down. You cannot, that is big. But again, I go back to this. It's not about looking at an issue and saying, what do I want it to be? It's about what is it? Israel didn't blow up the hospital. Israel stood down. And it goes from there. Just report the facts. We're right back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.